Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. for a free rate quote, and lots to talk about today. And we got college football, some coaches and programs, big time when suffering from COVID. And we got Major League Baseball. The Dodgers scored, 11, 12 runs in the first inning against Atlanta? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, of course, NFL and even some NBA to talk about as we wrap up this NBA Finals week. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. How are you, man?
Doing well. Everything is cool. And for people who haven't checked out my column today on Deadspin, please take a look at it about LeBron stuff that we talked about. But I finally got a chance to write a column about his asking for respect. And I guess the column struck a nerve because the boss called me up or hit me up and said that someone on staff was going to write a rebuttal column. So when somebody on your own writes a rebuttal to your column,
you know,
I think that says a lot.
You know,
Sam Fells. I don't know who that. I don't know them personally, but Sam Fells.
Wow.
So which is fine.
What did you say?
Which is fine.
What did you say?
Basically, that he cheated.
It.
He cheated us and he cheated the game, and it was about
we didn't get.
Yeah, he cheated us.
How?
That we didn't get to see the struggle. Like he basically.
Oh, you're talking about the whole career, like not
finals. Like he cheated us from the struggle of it all. You know what I mean? That's part of it. The struggle is a part of the story.
By forming super teams, by going to Miami, is what you yeah, right. Okay. Not taking the battle like Matt, really Jordan and Isaiah Thomas are guys right. that come to mind. Okay.
Well, you just have to struggle, you lose, you know what I mean? And then you finally push through. And I just said that's probably a reason why he's still looking for a little bit of respect, or some people don't. So that was it.
I think we should do that.
But it
I
did
think
make
we should talk about that. We might did make, maybe in the
it
break.
Did, it did move. We did move the needle. So yeah, check it out, deadspin.com.
All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this party started. We got, of course, DJ Alex Teichert, aka Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. We got the super producer Rob G running things. And I'm not going to put pressure on him.
Hey.
I'm just going to leave the young man to his own devices.
Hey.
It's Brian Finley with the updates. Let's see what he brings. All right, here we go, Rob. Man, I really would like to get into this LeBron thing. We'll do that later, though. All right, interesting story came out, Rob, in USA Today, as they, you know, they generally do. It's not shocking that it came out, but it had the highest paid college coaches. And of no surprise, Nick Saban is number one at $9.3 million a year. Of course, he just came down with COVID.
COVID, right. Yep, Nick Saban is the big-time coach who they just announced about 30, 45 minutes ago that he has COVID. He left the facility, and so that's where that's
also, the LSU-Florida game has been rescheduled for December. I believe that's what the update said, but that's COVID-related as well. So, man, it's, you know, we see it in NFL. We see it in national
college
football.
It's a part of where we are.
Yeah,
it's,
we saw it in baseball. Yeah, we just got to deal with it. Unless you're going in a bubble like the NBA, this is going to be a part of the story. But getting back to this USA Today story, right? They ran the list of the highest paid coaches. Again, Saban number one, $9.3 million. Ed Orgeron, who just led LSU to the national championship, although they're struggling right now, he's second. And then Clemson's Dabo Sweeney, third. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh is fourth. $8 million a year and some change. And all here's the thing, Rob. Everyone in the top eight has won a national, either won a national championship or they have, I believe they've won a national championship.
All eight?
They've won either won a national title or at least played in the college playoff, right. In the college football playoff, the top four.
Which Michigan and Jim Harbaugh haven't even played in that.
He's the only one in the top eight who hasn't won a title or even played in the playoff. And now there was a story in Yahoo, interesting, because Harbaugh is the only coach in the Power Five who has less than 2 years remaining on his contract. It expires after next season. Usually you don't let a guy go that long. And so now there are rumblings of, could this mean Michigan would move on from Harbaugh if nothing changes in these next two seasons? I don't think it's hard to see Michigan firing Harbaugh. Obviously he played there. He hasn't lived up to expectations. He hasn't lived up to that contract. But he has made them relevant, more relevant than they have been in several years. They have finished ranked in the top 25 in four of his five seasons there. So what I could see happening, Rob, and this could potentially lead to his departure, is, look, if he's making $8 million a year and after this season, we still have not been to at least the playoff, then I think a pay cut is in order. If I'm Michigan, I go to him and say, look, we're going to bring you down to $6 million or whatever. You know, now he might not like that, which I can imagine he wouldn't, and he might want to move on. But to keep paying him $8 million, you know, Rob, I've been a defender of Harbaugh because, again, he's made him relevant. He's made him, gotten him ranked. But for that type of money, you expect more. And so I could see that type of thing happening, but I don't see them firing him.
I think at some point Michigan will have to decide what it is they really are looking for, because I don't believe that they paid Jim Harbaugh national championship coach money for them not to even be in the playoff. I mean, right. Chris, you could talk about not winning a championship, but to not even play for it is just indefensible. You just can't. He's been there long enough. He's had enough of, you know, like, so his recruits,
you
can't say.
They constantly send people to the NFL. There's right. no question.
So you can't say that they don't have talent.
Right.
He's a guy who had some success in the NFL. You know, he's a big-name coach. He's a quarterback who played in the NFL. You know, you can go wave that around. I don't think most college coaches can go sit in somebody's living room and talk about getting you to the next level. I played at the next level. Those are all things that kids want to hear. And yet, when you look at how they've been embarrassed by Ohio State, even like the losses to Michigan State and Notre Dame, it's just even against the rivals.
To your point, Rob, he's 0-5 against Ohio State, 2-12 against top 10 opponents, and 4 straight bowl losses.
This is what I'm saying, Chris. So those are numbers that aren't good enough. Like, if I told you that those were the numbers for Brady Hoke, would he still be the coach, Chris?
Oh, no.
He would be fired.
Right.
He would be fired. And that's the point. At some point, Michigan has to stop with the, he's one of ours, he's a Michigan man, we can't put him out, you know, and all that stuff. When you wouldn't hold anybody, you wouldn't let Rich Rodriguez have these numbers, Chris. Brady Hoke, who they used to call Brady Joke when he was the coach. And Jim Harbaugh, for some reason, gets a free pass.
Well,
and I know that they were bad, but he came here to elevate them, not to just win 9 games and not make the college bowl, the playoff. That's not what he came. 5 years?
Well, and here's, you're right. Look, I the numbers I read, 2-12 against top 10 teams, 0-5 against the rival. Ohio
you don't have
State.
To beat them,
I
mean, every year, Chris, but you got to win.
You got to beat them every blue moon, you know, every a little bit.
And do you remember
right?
the year? You remember the year they went? They had a big game late in the year. Was that 2 or 3 years ago? And they got their butts kicked. Do you remember that?
I was at the game last year, and it was a laugher after this after midway through the second quarter. But here I will say this, Rob, and this was my point. They had not been ranked in the top 15 one time in the 8 years before Harbaugh got there. In his 5 years there, they've been ranked in the top 15 3 times. Now, again, it's not Ohio State. It's not Alabama. It's not LSU, Clemson. We get that. But you're very relevant. You're still, you know, Michigan's obviously been historically a great program, even with their lack of national championships. And that's where they are. My problem is this, is the money he's getting paid. Is the money he's getting. I could keep him at $6 million. Even that is, you know, high for a guy that hadn't gotten me to the playoff yet. And the thing is this, Rob, if they broach that with him, I can't see him taking that less amount of money. But you haven't done it. You haven't done what you've been called there to do. And for them to say, we want to keep you, we love you, you're Michigan through and through, but we can't pay you $8 million a year for this. I don't think that's out of line. Obviously, I don't think he'd accept that. But I think he should if he wanted to stay. You know, they grew up in Ann Arbor, right? He's Michigan blue blood through and through. If you really love the program, cannot you admit? I've done all right. I've done $6 million worth of job, $5 million. I haven't done $8 million.
Nope. Ego won't allow it. Ego won't allow for Jim Harbaugh to take less. And Michigan knows that he'll go like, I could go back to the NFL. I went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. You know what I mean?
And they fell right off the map when he left.
Right. And make that, even though they did wind up going back to the Super Bowl last year. So he can make that case. that he can leave, and that's his leverage. But at some point, Michigan has to do better. And if they get their butts kicked again by Ohio State or whatever, I don't know what their schedule is because obviously it's a shorter schedule. So I don't know who's on their schedule, Chris. Right. I don't know if they're playing Michigan State.
They're not expected to be that good.
And not right.
I think that preseason
to be good,
16,
but not great.
Which is,
right?
yeah.
Good,
but he
not
does
great.
Need to. He does need to beat some of these highly ranked teams, and especially Ohio State. But it's, I don't know. It might have to be the fan base that just goes wild to get them to fire Harbaugh, Rob, because it would be tough to see them do that. It'd be hard to see them doing that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We are throwing it out to you. What do you think? Should Michigan move on from Jim Harbaugh? And I know this is a crazy question, but if they offered him less, should he take it to stay with the blue and the maze? 877-99-05. The maze and the blue, yes. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance had you switched to Geico. It's almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall and realize he sees something you don't. So go get a quote at geico.com and see how much you could save. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're asking you, should Michigan be ready to move on from Jim Harbaugh if things don't improve drastically this season?
All right, let's kick it off with Kyle in Virginia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kyle?
Fellas?
How are you?
What's going on? Oh, pretty good. I have 2 points. One, I question just how relevant the Michigan job is. Like, this ain't your Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson Michigan program anymore. And things change over time. And two, if you get rid of Harbaugh, who are you going to get? You're just going to have another coaching carousel and not even be relevant. At least Harbaugh puts a name to it and makes you talk about Michigan. You know, that's my point.
Yeah, I agree. Kyle, my only problem is the amount of money he's getting paid. I agree with you.
But, Kyle, this is the problem, though. What are you trying to win or not? Like if what you're saying, then he should never be fired no matter what the record is, if it's about – going to get somebody else in a coaching carousel. At some point, if you're not winning, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You just can't hold on to people.
Would you feel this way? And look, you're right. Michigan, while not quite an Ohio State or Alabama type program, is, you know, a top 10 program historically in college football. And so they should be playing for the playoff and for national championship.
To not even be in the playoff, right, Chris, is the indictment. Seriously.
Right. That's but the would indictment. Would you, if he was making $5 million a year, would you be like they need to move on from him?
Well, but he can't be in, but he's the fourth highest paid.
Right.
So the money doesn't match up to what he's delivering. I keep saying he's like a pizza delivery man. He makes a lot of dough, but he doesn't deliver. And that's the problem with Jim Harbaugh. He hasn't delivered to Michigan yet. How about Brandon in Michigan? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you?
What's up, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. How y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, so first thing, I got a couple different reasons why it's not even close that he shouldn't even be fired. I don't even think it should be a conversation, honestly. And what I think it is, I think it's the expectation on what he should have done when he got there. I think the expectations are too far through the roof and not paying attention to what Michigan was before he got there. If this was the C. Woody days and then he took over, then it wouldn't even be a question. He should be gone. But people forget how low the Michigan program got. And as a fan of Michigan, living in Michigan my whole life, people forget before he got there, Harbaugh has never won less than 8 games. If we just talk about the 2000s, the last 19...
Hold on, Brandon. Is it just about winning 8 games? This is my problem. Here's my problem, okay, with Wolverine fans and Michigan people. You guys are holding on to the Bo Schembechler and all that, the winged helmet, the helmet and all that. But you guys won one national championship that was shared. All I'm saying is Michigan should demand more. But they should demand more.
They've never won. Like you said, they won. Bro Schembechler was...
He never won a national championship.
They got a statue, right. And Schem, you know, when we were growing up, Bo Schembechler was, he was, you know,
he was a
right
football god, but he never.
Yeah, Joe Paterno and Woody Hayes and all those guys. You're right. He never won the national championship. And that's the point. They're not quite Ohio State and Alabama where it's national championship or bust.
But that's the problem the is saying. When you're looking at all these players, Chris, who have gone on to the NFL. Tom Brady played there. I mean, we could go, the list is so long. And
even
yet
recently,
they've
had great players. You know,
right.
They always
and yet
have a ton of dudes get drafted.
They got 10, 12 guys going to the NFL. Yeah. I might be exaggerating, but you know what I mean. Enough players.
Year or a couple years they do that. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Noah in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Noah? Okay, is that Priya in Wisconsin? Priya, you're on
Hi,
the Odd Couple Fox
show.
Sports Radio. How
questions.
Are you?
Hello?
What'd you say?
Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. I have two questions. One is, in this situation, how much do the players bear responsibility for their less-than-stellar record? And then I want to ask the same question. Who do you think would be a good coach for Michigan moving forward?
First, let me say this. I'll take the players thing. Here's the thing. If they play well and win you a national championship, the coach doesn't make any tackles, the coach doesn't throw any touchdowns, and he gets credit, and he gets a big contract. So when you win, right, and you take credit for putting the kids in the right position to win and excel, then you have to also get the blame when things don't work out. You can't have it only one way. You only get credit when the kids play well. So, Chris, you could take the money part. I mean,
yeah,
I
agree with
you. If there's anybody out there.
Obviously, some of it's on the kids. I mean, they're the ones out there playing. But Rob's right. I mean, the coach, he's going to get a ton of credit, so he's going to get a ton of blame when they don't live up to what they're supposed to do. As far as who – look, my thing is I do agree with the last caller that Harbaugh's made him relevant. I've been saying that. And he's been disappointing, but not to the point where it's fireable. But I would think he'd need to work with them because he's not earning his $8 million a year. And he should be willing to, you know, take a little bit less. I know that maybe I'm just in a fantasy world. But I don't know who, you know, can you go get a Lincoln Riley? I mean, Oklahoma's kind of a blue blood, too, about what Michigan is. So I don't know if you can go get a guy like that. Or maybe there's got to be a hot young assistant out there. I mean, Ryan Day, look at what he became at Ohio State. So maybe there's a guy like that, but 877-99 on Fox. All right, we got Celebrity Corner coming up in a moment with a great guest. I'm going to leave it as a little bit of a surprise.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So I'm chilling a week ago, minding my own business, you know. It's all good. And I get this text from a celebrity friend of mine, and he's gloating like crazy. He calling me out, talking about, I told you a year ago who was going to win the NBA title. And he said, now we're one game away. And there's blood in the water. Direct quote. That's what he told me. So I said, we got to get you on Celebrity Corner. You earned it. I'm going to let you gloat. Emmanuel Lewis, the great actor, is about to join us on Celebrity Corner. Man, why are you rubbing in my face like that?
What's up?
You know what? All I heard you say just now was nothing but facts. One thing no one can say against you, Chris, they can't say that you don't spit facts. The ball you preached the sermon just did.
Well, look, man, you're not surprised, I know. So let me just get to the chase. People have moved on from the championship. Congratulations. And now they're talking GOAT. Now they're talking GOAT.
I know.
So who, where are you at on that? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it LeBron James? Or has someone else? Is it someone else?
You know what? Here's where we are, okay? Here's where we are. He's done something that is very, very different. He's went on from three different NBA teams to win 4 championships in which he's won 4 MVPs from those 4 championships. So he is a GOAT. Let's not take that away from him.
Hold on. And I know Rob will jump on you. You saying what? There's 5-6 GOATs? Can we got to pick one.
I know you guys want a GOAT, but so you telling me that because MJ is the GOAT, you're telling me Kareem is not a GOAT?
No.
Go ahead,
we
Rob.
We can't Emmanuel. We just one guy. It doesn't like we just need one GOAT. We can't have a herd of GOATs. Just one.
Of course they're all fantastic. All right. We are taking nothing away from Magic and Kareem and Will and Larry Bird and Tim Duncan and LeBron James. They're all fantastic. Both Rob and I actually say LeBron is better than all of those guys. He's just not better than Jordan. You got to have one.
And Emmanuel, I'm disappointed in you. Michael Jordan was born in Brooklyn, just like you. And you're going to sit here and tell me that he's not the GOAT?
No, I never said he was a GOAT over Jordan. Let's not get beside ourselves.
Okay.
Let's not jump off
so
the
you saying Jordan's the GOAT?
No. I'm absolutely saying Jordan's the GOAT. Absolutely. Oh, okay. Absolutely. I mean, like, he is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? He is the GOAT among GOATs. How about that?
Okay. Well, we all know LeBron's all right. one of okay. the greatest players of all. Go ahead,
no
Rob.
Doubt.
I know you got a question.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that. No doubt about it. The NBA, how big of an NBA fan and you know, being born a New Yorker, are you not a Knicks fan? What's your favorite NBA team?
I love NBA. I when my family grew up more in football and in boxing more than they champion, basketball. And okay. I know maybe it's because I was the smallest guy and they thought, okay, he's not going to be interested. But right. that wasn't a sport in our household. It wasn't until much later on where actually my first NBA game was watching Magic play, in Cali. That was my first basketball game.
Wow.
So my first would have been the Lakers because that was my first team I ever actually seen a game and, saw the players, met Kareem, met Magic, met, Cooper and Worthy and the whole nine. So that was my first, real experience with a basketball team was when we won the championship with the Lakers back in the day. So,
I'm gonna hit you with another tough question then. Who is the ultimate Laker? Who's Mr. Laker?
Who is Mr. Laker? Okay, even though we know Kareem got the most championships, we're just going to go ahead and give the wonderful nod to Kobe because we just love his grit. We loved his tenacity of how he wanted to play. He had a lot of great highlights. It's a different era than, Kareem. Kareem had a beautiful sky hook. It was uncontested. Nobody could do nothing with his sky hook. If it was missed, it's because he missed it. It wasn't right. because anybody really messed with it. But when you're talking about modern day, most people do not have the luxury of seeing who the other greats were before. So it's very hard for anyone to put somebody in front. But most people have got a chance to see at least Kobe. There's a lot of people who are Jordan fans ain't even seen him play ever, which is crazy.
Right.
There's a
right.
lot of Jordan fans that love him just for the shoes of didn't see in a game. Imagine that. The GOAT being the GOAT of all time, and you ain't never seen a game of his. But you like him because you like his shoes.
Well, hey, God knows I've paid enough money. I love him, the shoes, too, but at least I got to see him play. So, Emmanuel, we do a thing on The Odd Couple every Thursday. It's called TV Theme Song Thursday, where we play the themes of favorite shows in and out, coming back from a break, and obviously you did Webster, which was a big hit. What was your favorite TV show growing up before you got into television and got a sitcom?
I'm like everybody else. I love Good Times, I love Happy Days. I love, you know, some of the son and whatnot. You know what I mean? Those are the funny ones we watch. You know what I mean? They just that was our culture. You know, moving on up. You know, all of that. So you, because it's the theme song had you hooked. Just like
yes,
Cheers.
Right.
You know what I mean? They like right. It was the theme song had you hooked long before you even started the episode.
I 100% agree. I agree with that.
We were talking last week, Emmanuel, about Happy Days. And the Fonz.
And the Fonz,
he was probably the
right.
coolest dude, you know, on TV. And we were saying how, you know, he got typecast because he did such a great job in that role.
Nobody
that he
could
got
see
typecast.
Him, right.
Yeah, you couldn't see him as anything else. And it seems like that happens a lot when you have, like, such a successful character in a sitcom that can happen. And you obviously were on top of the world with Webster. Did that happen to you? And is that tough to live with when you kind of get typecast as this one character? It's great because obviously everybody loves that character.
Right.
But does it bother you in some ways or hinder you?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not going to say that it isn't a serious scenario because it is for a lot of people. I don't think of it as a problem. I was always told, then step your game up and make another role even more memorable. So my dope that talk to me about, you know, showbiz and other things, there's like, don't allow that to get to you mentally. They just said, you know what, when you're ready, and then when you come out swinging to the fences and let them see you in a different light, because obviously we know you have chops and you can do other things. So they said, don't worry about that. Just, you know, when you come, even if you got to fund it yourself. And that's the problem is a lot of times you're waiting for someone else to recreate you. Right. But in my mindset, if I want to do something that, you know, that puts me in a different light or that it bothers me to that degree, then it is necessary for me to fund me and to put myself in a different light, put my money where my mouth is. So I'm not really, I don't think about it in that light. I mean, I've seen a lot of great, you know, actors that have done different roles. No matter what they do, they will always be considered a certain movie. I mean, as great as, man, some of the greatest people in the world, you're still going to see them as their characters from Godfather, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, in them. I mean, I don't give it, Marlon Brando. I mean, how do you, I don't, look how many great stuff he's done. What do you think about
Marlon Brando? Right. Right. He's
right?
always the guy for you. You're right.
No, you're
That's
right.
That's a good point.
It happens to a lot
point.
Of people, right?
Yeah.
All right, man, look, before you go, since you're so great at predicting champions, who
I
wins
got,
it?
I got a
who
question
wins?
For you.
Okay, go ahead.
I got one question for you. What do you think is harder? Because this is where the GOAT status comes in. What do you think is harder? Winning 4 championships on 3 different teams or doing 2 3-peats on one team?
That's a good question, and it's
because
a close, it's a difficult question, but I would say this. I think it's harder to do, not taking anything away from the way LeBron did, because it's difficult to go to 3 different teams and lead them to the championship. But
100%.
I think it's what Jordan did at the get-go. Because remember, you remember this, Emmanuel, the Chicago Bulls were a joke when Jordan got there. And to build them into a dynasty.
Right,
exactly. That's who he was playing with at first. So I would go with Jordan's path, but I'm not going to poo-poo. It ain't no joke to lead 3 different teams. So who wins it next year? Quickly, who wins it next year?
Who is it next year? It's too early to tell on account of, and I would love to predict next year, but there's too many crazy free agents that has not landed in places. The Greek Freak, Embiid, and many more. That
see, you
not...
smart. I was trying to box you in, but you're too smart for that.
But until we know where those are going to land, because those are game changers. If
right.
any one or two of those land in Golden State, It's a wrap.
Oh, gosh. All right, brother. We got to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my man.
Thank you.
Congrats again.
Yes.
All right. Hey. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to let this breathe for a minute. People need the spirit Let the joy, the peace, the victory rain down on this Worship Wednesday. Hi. All right, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. And Rob, were you impressed last night by the Tennessee Titans and the way, and I'm not even, this is not a shot at your having Buffalo as number five in the power rankings. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they were playing great. But were you surprised at the way Tennessee manhandled them, 142-16, and now Tennessee is 4-0 after that win last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Not like that, and not where Buffalo had been and what they had done to start the season. So, you know, could they have lost? Yeah, they could have lost. Manhandled? Yeah, that was a little different. I didn't expect that last night.
And the look, Ryan Tannehill, Rob, I know Derrick Henry's the workhorse, and rightly so, he is the hub of that offense. He's averaging almost 100 yards a game. Not, you know, not yet quite doing what he did last year. Obviously, his last eight games were incredible, historic-type numbers. But he's still doing well. And but the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, Rob, I mean, this is – we've been – look, Adam Gase is under fire right now. All right, because now, after getting rid of Jamal Adams,
there's nobody else you can't get rid of. Who else can you get rid of at some point?
Yep, Le'Veon Bell yesterday. And remember, in Miami, he got rid of Ryan Tannehill. They actually took on, when he was head coach in Miami, they took on $18 million
to get rid of
dead salary cap money to get rid of Tannehill. And now check this out. So right now, obviously, he's got the Titans at 4-0. He didn't put up, you know, Aaron Rodgers numbers last night. He was 21 for 28, 195 yards, but three TDs. And he also rushed for a touchdown. I mean, come on. But right, check this out, Rob. In now with Tennessee, he's 11-3, 13-4 if you count the playoffs. He's got 31 touchdowns in those 14 starts, 7 interceptions, all right? And over that same period, he's got a quarterback rating of 116.7. Pat Mahomes, over that same stretch, has a quarterback rating of 102.3. He's more TDs than Mahomes over that period. So
maybe he's Jordan-esque.
Well, no, I wouldn't go there. He's having a good run, though. Let's put it that way. This is another guy. This seems to me like another indictment of Adam Gase.
It has to be, because obviously the right system wasn't put around, or they didn't utilize him the right way, or put him with the right running back. We keep saying that. Look at Sam Darnold. Look at the regression that has happened to him. I mean, he got off to a promising start, Chris. You thought, okay, you got something. But it reminds me kind of like Jared Goff. You remember, we thought he couldn't play. Remember that? We watched him.
Yep.
Thought he couldn't play. And they got rid of Jeff Fisher. And all of a sudden, this guy turned in and took a team to a Super Bowl. So, right coach, right situation, knowing how to use people is very, very important, obviously.
Gase has had his opportunities, Rob. He simply has. And if he doesn't have what really would be a miraculous turnaround this season, I think you got to move on. I'm sorry.
If they get embarrassed again, you should move on. Seriously, if there's like an embarrassing game, you need to get rid of them.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish
in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.